With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Roman Catholics the world over are grieving the loss of Pope Francis as mourners gather in Rome and church bells toll in the Eternal City and beyond. The Vatican says the pontiff died at 7:35 this morning, just a day after greeting crowds on St. Peter's Square and holding a private meeting with Vice President Vance.
The 88-year-old Pope had entered the hospital on February 14th to receive treatment for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. In recent years, Francis had overcome numerous health problems, even though knee and sciatica ailments had restricted his movement during public appearances, often to a wheelchair. Even so, he kept up an active travel schedule as recently as last December to Corsica. Born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, he became Pope after a conclave's election in March 2013, following the rare resignation of Pope Benedict that year on February 28th. George Williams reporting.
Defense Secretary Hegseth reportedly had a second signal chat where he shared details of pending military action.
According to the New York Times, Hegseth used the Signal messaging app to tell his wife, brother, and a senior advisor about a March military airstrike against Yemen's Houthi militants. The details about the strike were similar to those that were sent in another chat group, which mistakenly included a journalist. There are calls for Hegseth's removal, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president absolutely has confidence in Secretary Hegseth, and he stands behind him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a powerful, slow-moving storm system brought heavy rains, large hail, and tornadoes to parts of Texas and Oklahoma, Illinois, Missouri, and beyond over the weekend. Many high-water rescues, many trees down, a lot of power outages. The fierce weather blamed for at least three deaths. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 692 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans see no problem with women getting abortion pills in the mail.
According to the latest survey from the Public Religion Research Institute, 68% of respondents think receiving abortifacient drugs through the mail is a good thing and should remain legal. All major religious groups are of the same mind, including 50% of white evangelical Christians and 51% of Hispanic Protestants. In fact, well over half of all the abortions carried out in the U.S. these days are done with pills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some parents in one suburban Maryland county want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books promoting the LGBT lifestyle. The parents say they object for religious reasons. The Montgomery County school system has refused, and now the U.S. Supreme Court will decide. Arguments in the case set for tomorrow before the justices. The conservative majority court has repeatedly endorsed claims of religious discrimination in recent years. This is SRN News. Capital One gets a green light to acquire Discover.
Regulators announced the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency approved the more than $35 billion deal on Friday. The merger was approved by the Justice Department earlier this month. The deal would give Capital One a major advantage against other credit card bank insurers like J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup that don't process transactions themselves. In a joint statement, Discover and Capital One said they expect to close a deal on May 18th. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Paul Revere rode down the street proclaiming the runners are coming as the Boston Marathon helped to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the American Revolutionary War. Reenactors on horseback, accompanied by a fife and drum playing Yankee Doodle, helped to start the festivities in Boston. And today it's the 129th running of the world-famous Boston Marathon. More details at SRNNews.com.